Track 7.
Now read the passage about surgery to replace heart valves. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic given in a biology class.
People with defective heart valves need them replaced, and what's often used is the heart valve from a pig. It's called a porcine valve because of that. A pig's valve is very similar to a person's. And because pig valves are natural and tend to be accepted by the body, patients who receive them require little treatment after surgery, relatively for transplant patients, I mean. Now, there are problems. For example, pig valves tend to last around 10 years, not very long. Actually, now that I'm on that topic, I might mention that porcine valves are not the only option. Alternative valves have been developed that are entirely artificial. They're made of plastic and metal. These valves can last for decades, certainly a lot longer than pig valves. But the human body recognizes that plastic and metal are artificial. So what happens is that blood sticks to them, and blood clots form around them. These clots are dangerous because they can block the flow of blood. For that reason, patients who receive artificial valves spend the rest of their lives taking drugs that prevent blood from clotting. The drugs can be tough for the body to handle, but they're worth it for the sake of having a functioning heart valve.
The professor discussed the characteristics of two kinds of heart valves. Explain how their characteristics are related to their suitability for younger and older transplant patients.